Rural America is suffering a gas price crisis. Rural America deserves action now to get gas prices down. Rural America knows that this fundamentally is a problem of not enough supply to meet demand. We need to find more oil, use less, to bring the real gas price relief that rural America needs. Families, farmers, and truckers across rural Missouri, my home state, are suffering record pain at the pump. At kitchen tables in the farmhouses of rural Missouri, farmers and dairy producers and cattlemen are facing a gas price crisis. Farm costs are higher than ever before. Farm fuel to run tractors and farm equipment is at record levels. Transportation costs to get goods to the market are at a record level. The ability of consumers to buy products is under record pressure. People are seeing higher food prices because food has to travel. The average item on your grocery shelf travels 1,300 miles. Record high diesel prices are added to the price that you buy some food goods in the store. But all this means real suffering for rural Missouri and its farmers. Down the country roads of rural Missouri, rural families are facing a gas price crisis. They have to cut budgets hit hard by high gas prices. Many of these families live in rural areas because they're modest means. Maybe they're looking for cheaper housing than offered in big cities. Maybe they're fixed income retirees staying in their own hometowns. Either way, when it comes time to cut the family budget, the cuts will go extra deep. What will these rural families cut because of higher gas prices? With the school year coming, they've got to get the kids to school. Will the rural families give up buying new clothes for their kids? Will struggling fixed-income seniors cancel doctor's appointments or cut back on their medication? Truckers across Missouri are facing a gas price crisis. Many trucking firms are based in rural areas where land and fuel were cheaper. But the record diesel prices are hammering truckers and trucking companies. Mom-and-pop trucking firms are laying off drivers. Some are even going into bankruptcy. Rural Missouri and America deserve more than a prescription of pain to address the gas price crisis. We deserve more than half measures that will only produce a few days or months of more of additional supplies. Rural Missouri deserves more than a Senate attempting to abandon them in this gas price crisis by moving on to other issues. Rural Missouri and the people of America deserve real action now to lower gas prices. That means new offshore oil supplies to get prices down, new offshore oil supplies for Missouri families, new offshore oil supplies for Missouri farmers, and new offshore oil supplies for Missouri truckers. That is our only real hope for real gas price relief. I urge my Senate colleagues to let us act on it and act now.